Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by CTIA.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The AP is out with a bulletin this morning. Police in London have declared a reported explosion on the London subway a terrorist attack. The Telegraph reports that commuters fled the scene after a blast sent a fireball and a wall of flame through a packed London Underground train.
In other world news, North Korea fired a missile over Japan in its longest ever test flight. The LA Times writes that South Korea retaliated, sending a missile of their own about 150 miles into the East Sea.
Mike Schmidt and Maggie Haberman at the New York Times have a look at how Trump humiliated Attorney General Jeff Sessions after Robert Mueller's appointment as special counsel. The two report that Trump berated Sessions and said he should resign. Sessions sent a resignation letter to the White House. He also told Confidence that it was the most humiliating experience in his public life. Meanwhile, in Boston, Harvard Kennedy School is rescinding its invite for Chelsea Manning to serve as a visiting fellow, the Boston Globe reports.
Lawmakers got out of town, but the focus is still on that DACA deal with Democrats. Rachel Bade reports that Speaker Paul Ryan is putting together a working group on DACA, which will include immigration hardliners and centrist members. Some of the members include Homeland Security Chairman Mike McCaul, John Carter, a Texas Republican who chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security, and Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally. On the other side of the aisle, Alana Shore and Heather Cagle report that Nancy Pelosi is facing fire from the left over her Dreamer talks.
Josh Dossi reports that Paul Manafort's spokesman Jason Maloney is scheduled to testify before the grand jury today. And our colleague Ben White tried to get to the bottom of that private plane request Steven Mnuchin made. Ben sat down with Mnuchin yesterday at the Politico Pro Summit. Mnuchin said he's very sensitive to the use of government funds. "I've never asked the government to pay for my personal travel," he told White. "This had nothing to do with convenience. This was purely about national security." Mnuchin also denied reports that his recent trip aboard a government plane to Kentucky, made famous by his wife's Instagram post, had anything to do with checking out the eclipse.
Trump is scheduled to meet with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross today and will speak to leaders of the Jewish community ahead of the Jewish New Year. He's also meeting one-on-one with Senator Bob Corker before heading to Andrews Air Force Base, where he'll participate in an air fleet demonstration before delivering remarks. Trump then goes to Bedminster.
In the juice, we've got Paul Singer donating $1 million to the Senate Leadership Fund on August 1st. SLF is the main Senate Republican outside super PAC. And Peter Baker's book, The Breach Inside the Impeachment of Bill Clinton, has been greenlighted by the History Channel for a 6-part scripted drama. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.